Today is April 21st. Pastor is saying to us, the lifting of our hands. Our opening scripture comes from the book of Psalm chapter 141 verse 2. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. In the scriptures, there are copious references to the import and blessings of the lifting of our hands. Psalm chapter 134 verses 1 and 2 says, Behold, bless ye the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. When we lift our hands, blessings are released. Divine power flows through our hands. Once I was in a meeting where there were many people with arthritis, and a lot of them couldn't lift their hands. I asked the Lord, Why do we have so many people in that place with arthritis? The Lord's response to me was very interesting. He said, I said in my word to lift your hands and worship me. Lifting your hands in worship will keep you away from such ailments as arthritis. Sadly, many don't know this. Then he said, if those people had been praying, worshiping, praising with their hands lifted, as the scripture says, they would have never suffered arthritis. The things that God tells us to do are for our sake, for our blessing, such as the lifting of our hands. Every so often, in times of prayer and worship, let your hands go up. Lifting your hands to the Lord is a sign of your recognition of His grace and glory in your life. Remember, the symbolism of the evening sacrifice offered on the brazen altar is reflecting in the lifting up of our hands. Therefore, when you lift your hands in worship, it pleases God more than all the bulls and goats sacrificed on that brazen altar in the Old Testament. David was well acquainted with the priesthood ministry in the old tabernacle. Also, he was a prophet of God, and by the Spirit, he had a revelation of the New Testament and saw that the lifting of our hands today had taken the place of the burnt offering in the Old Testament. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8, the Bible says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath or doubting. The Apostle Paul here was referring to spiritual worship, an offering of praise to the Father from a joyful heart, full of love and thanksgiving. Even now, lift your hands and worship the Lord for His love, mercy, and kindness. Tell Him how much you love Him. Please say this prayer with me. Holy Father, I lift up my hands in worship to You, in praise of Your majesty. For You alone are God, worthy of all adoration. There's none like You. You are great and mighty. Throughout all generations, You are the same. Faithful, just, righteous, holy, pure, and true. I love You, Lord. For further study, please read 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 22 to 23, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 41, Psalm chapter 63, verse 4 of the English Standard Version, and Luke chapter 24, verse 50. For the one-year Bible reading plan, please read Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 27, and 1 Samuel chapters 14 to 15. For the two-year Bible reading plan, please read Romans chapter 14, verses 1 to 11, and Psalm chapter 123 to 124.
Thank you for listening today. We trust you have been blessed. For more information about the Rhapsody of Realities and our other materials, please visit www.loveworldpublishing.com or give us a call on +44 1708 556 604. God bless you.